This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to all of our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers out there. Now, you can follow us now. We've moved over to MeWe and Gab and Parler. We've gotten off from Facebook, and I've moved the chat room over to MeWe. That's MeWe.com. It's the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm over there as Captain Matt Bruce. That's my personal thing. But if you want to get in the chat room, go to MeWe and look up groups, and it says the Captain's America Third Watch. Boom, you're in it. It's that simple. Sign up, get in it, and you can start talking to the group that's over there, because we've got a group that's there right now chatting back and forth. So, you'll also find us on Parler, at The Captain's America, and you'll find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget our website. You can always communicate with us over there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And I'm going to check about putting a chat room over there. Maybe I'll put it over there. But right now, we're going to stick with MeWe, because it's very simple, very easy to get in over there. All right, and joining us right now, our number two, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and you're on MeWe too, aren't you?
I sure am. That's
all right.
Right.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize to everybody out there that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. So there you go. Now, Kyle, we spent a lot of time in the first hour talking about Joe Biden and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. Now we're going to change gears altogether, because now we got to talk about Iran, because Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, announced that the country would increase its uranium enrichment to 60% in direct response to Israel's attack on the Natanz nuclear facility. That was a cyber attack, of course. Now, there's still some way, or there's still quite a way off the 90% grade that's needed to produce nuclear weapons, but it's closer than the Iranians have been in quite a while. So they are definitely coming off the grid and making things a little bit more serious.
Well, they certainly are, Captain. And one of the things, of course, after the however this was done to set them back and have that cyber attack on the Natanz nuclear facility, the Iranian regime has to come out and do something. They have to say something. They have to try to appear strong. Oh, we're going to start enriching. We're going to increase by 60%, this kind of thing, in order to try to keep up appearances. But I think what's really going on here behind the scenes is that Israel, if in fact was Israel who did this, they've got their number, basically. They know how to do this. It's widely believed that Israel and the United States were behind the Stuxnet virus, also introduced into the Natanz facility back, I think, what was it, 2012, I want to say.
Right.
Yeah, and so basically, they're going to have to, they're going to have to try to do something. But what it really means, though, Captain, is that Iran is serious. The more serious they get, that quotient is directly proportional to how serious Iran, Israel is going to be. And at some point, and I'm not saying that I hope this happens, but at some point, I wouldn't be surprised that it goes beyond cyber attack in order to make sure that Israel, Iran's ability to develop a working nuclear device and aim it at Israel, they're not going to let that happen.
Well, keep in mind, they have bunker busters over there, and supposedly their bunker busters go a lot deeper in the ground than ours do. And they did that specifically for the nuclear facility over in Iran. We'll see how that works out.
Yep.
All right. Now, Japan is facing major challenges just 100 days away from the Tokyo Olympics, which have already been pushed back a year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the recent global surge of COVID-19, which has been felt domestically in Japan in the city of Osaka, is throwing qualifying events into question and forcing organizers of the games to take even more precautions.
Well, exactly right. Now, keep in mind that Japan has a 1% of the population's actually been vaccinated at this point. Imagine what this is like. What if it was 25% vaccinated? That might be an entirely different story, or even 10%. But less than 1% at this point, according to reports, that throws this into a very, very special kind of environment. I think people are going to start saying, "Well, wait a minute, is it still too soon, or can it be done safely?" But we'll have to see.
Yeah, and I just had a question here from Albert. Albert's on MeWe. He's listening to us on the radio, and he wants me to explain again. Albert, go to the groups. You see the little thing at the top there that says groups when you get into MeWe. Go to the groups, open up the bar that comes down and tells you about the groups, and you do a search for the Captain's America Third Watch. Boom. It'll give you the link. You go over there. You sign up for the chat room, no problem. You get into it, and you start talking to us just like a number of people are right now. And that's how it works. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about that teacher in California that chastised her students and the parents, too. She's not teaching anymore. And we're also going to talk about Bernie Madoff. The gift that keeps on giving is not going to give anymore.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Brooke, from Brooke Talks America. We appreciate you very much. Thank you for doing that for us. And Brooke was over at Tea Party Manatee for the great birthday party night before last. And, boy, we had a big crowd. And thanks to everybody that turned out. Now, this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And remember, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement. Now, you'll get that after you tell them that I sent you, the Captain Matt Bruce sent you. They'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, and $100 put right in the palm of your hand when they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 put in the palm of your hand today. Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Yep. Well, okay. Right. Yeah, very good. All right, now, back to the grind here. Bernie Madoff, who organized the largest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history, and when Chris Markowski comes on, we're going to talk to him about this because he was all over this when Bernie Madoff was involved in this because he went after Bernie hook, line, and sinker and just absolutely got all the information out there about him so people wouldn't make the mistake again. But what a character. He died at 82 years of age in prison. And, Kyle, here's the amazing thing. His wife is still alive, living in a $3.8 million waterfront home with her former daughter-in-law's family.
Wow. Yeah, that's very interesting. Some of that, I guess some of the assets must have been protected in some way, this kind of thing.
Well, it's a home. It's a personal home.
Yeah. But, yes, he was serving a 150-year sentence. But evidently, according to his attorney, he was being treated for kidney failure, terminal kidney failure. So, yes, 82 years old. They started out the Ponzi scheme trying to make it look like he was giving these big returns to his clients, but in reality he was using other people's money to make that appear like it was happening.
Yeah, certain people got the big return to encourage them to put more money in to get an even bigger return, and then he would take that money for his own personal use and buy whatever he wanted for himself, and that was the way that worked, and he got caught. Now, remember the California teacher with the Zoom video who blasted her students and the parents that were concerned about distance learning?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
She got suspended, and uglier conversations have emerged because she called some of the people on there, the kids, called them a moron.
Yes, yeah. I've been talking about how the parents, you know, they want their kids back in school, but don't tell her how to be an educator and this kind of thing, and saying that the any parents that had concerns about her performance, you know, as a teacher and so forth, can, quote, come at me, unquote. This is just a real viral video and just a lot of just a very, very bad stuff.
Now, I got to talk more about this Brooklyn, Michigan young man that died, Dante Wright, because now we hear the charges that he was wanted for on the warrant when he was shot and killed by the cop, which is why they were trying to get this guy stopped because of what he had. He was facing a warrant, a felony warrant, on armed attempted robbery when he allegedly, according to the police report filed, choked a woman and held her at gunpoint.
Yes, this is very serious. Yeah.
Why would you not act offensively, not defensively, in a situation when you had that kind of report that you were looking at? Why would you not do that?
Well, yeah, presumably if they called in who they were talking about and found out about the warrant, that they would have had that kind of information, which was
well, they knew they had that they had that information. The officers knew what it was, and they knew right away they were dealing with someone who could have been, number one, armed, and number two, was definitely able to be violent or forceful.
Well, right, and that goes into the calculus of how are you going to deal with the suspect.
So to put forth that this individual was a little golden knight that did nothing to anybody is a bunch of nonsense.
Well, let's, and again, it's sad that because the officer clearly, at least what we can tell from the video, did not intend to use her weapon to fire upon him. She believed she was going to be tasing him.
Yeah, she hollered, taser, 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 for the cops to get out of the way. She was going to tase the guy.
Exactly, because it's going to be all this electrical energy very quickly. And but that being said, if we simply were talking about what the accusations were against an individual, any individual, don't matter what color their skin might be, and you would say, oh my goodness, this sounds like a very serious kind of crime that was being alleged. And again, the very fact that if the officers had this information and then suddenly there was a move to get back in the car, they don't know if he's reaching for a gun, that's why they wanted to tase him in the first place, I think.
Now, the other thing that happened yesterday, which might cause some interaction of sorts in Washington, D.C., might have caused some of what was on the street last night, don't know, was the DOJ closed the investigation into the veteran's death, Ashley Babbitt, the woman that was shot by the Capitol Hill police officer, by saying that they will not charge the officer who shot her in the January 6th Capitol riot. Because behind her was a large group of thugs dressed in black, the Antifa or whoever it was that was back there, that was being very forceful, trying to get through the doors. And, of course, she was being literally pushed through the window to gain access to get inside.
Yes, yeah, what they're saying in their statement, the DOJ, that is that there wasn't sufficient evidence for criminal charges.
Yeah.
For this.
Yeah. And she was not shot in the head or anything like that. She was shot in the shoulder, but unfortunately the bullet hit an artery, which is what caused her to lose a great amount of blood and died.
Yes, and again, a very, very sad thing that has happened on a very, very sad day when people were doing what they should not have been doing, obviously, into the Capitol, causing that surge, basically, and unfortunately, she was killed in the process of that.
So let's try to understand something here. We had a Capitol Hill policeman that was run down by an Arab who was part of some sort of radical group that was trying to attack the members of Congress, it looked like, by crashing his car through everything to get up as close as he could to the House of Representatives, correct?
Right.
Now, did a lot of people get out on the street and mourn his passing?
No, I don't think so, no.
No, it was just police officers. It wasn't anybody else, and they did it in a procession with vehicles. Now, how about the state trooper that was killed in the routine traffic stop in New Mexico when he was up the right side of the pickup truck and told the guy to get out of the vehicle, and he got out on the left side. He didn't see the guy coming out with an armed a rifle, and he pulled the rifle and shot the cop, knocked him down, must have wounded him, and then hit him four or five or six times, whatever, in the back of the head to make sure he was dead and drove away.
Just terrible.
Yeah. You didn't hear anybody marching or protesting.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, see, no calls for justice either.
See, if it doesn't fit their narrative, they're not going to do or say anything. And this is what's so pathetic about this, because all lives matter. We've said that on this show ever since the beginning of all this crap. But blue lives matter, too. We have to have police officers. You can't just all of a sudden say, well, we're not going to fund the police anymore. We're not going to have any. We're going to have tasers and people singing Kumbaya, and our park rangers will be out there and they'll take care of all of it. No, they won't.
No, unfortunately, no. But what happens, though, Captain, again, is the narrative, as you're talking about, there are an enormous number of bad guys out there, but yet for some reason they don't elicit the same kind of response. In other words, if the people that call for justice, which we all want justice, and
right,
justice for all, but why not call for the justice for the police officer that is ambushed, that kind of thing. You're absolutely right.
Okay, and here comes the music, so hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be coming right back right after we take a little break here, and our sponsors get a chance along the network to identify themselves to you. And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Health and Human Services is reportedly spending about $60 million a week to care for unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. Federal officials continue to look for more space to house these children, looking to quickly build emergency facilities. Several Republican governors have sent the message that they won't be accepting any illegal immigrants in their states. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is one of those governors. She tells Fox News that she will turn down any request from federal officials to send illegal aliens to South Dakota.
There is always a request made, to the states where the federal government would put the request in and ask. And what I have determined by watching the actions of this president is that he is making America unsafe. These are people that are crossing our border illegally. We do not know who they are. Multiple news sources have told us that we have people on the terrorist watch list that are getting into this country this way, and they're not going to find a place here in South Dakota.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. OS omega-3 fatty acid certification.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. And thank you very much, Frank Salvato, for doing that for us. And, yep, when you combine the Internet listeners that we can see the numbers of right now, all the different sources that we have here in front of us, and you compare that and add it along with the terrestrial radio stations that are out there and the markets that we're in, guess what? We can tell you that we have at least 2 million people listening to this program at any time. And welcome, Jeff, to the chat room. You just got into the chat room on MeWe. Again, MeWe.com. Go over there, and it doesn't take that much. It's very easy to get in there. It's all free. And they have a groups button there. Now, I'm listed personally as Captain, C-A-P-T, Matt Bruce. That's my personal account there. I've moved everything over to there, to Parler, and to Gab. And I'm going to stay there for a while until I decide what I want to do with Facebook, because all bets are off on Facebook right now. They're not doing anybody any favors. That's number one. Number two, you can go to the group, the Captain's America Third Watch, which is just go up to the groups, type it in there, the Captain's America Third Watch, and boom, you're right there, which is exactly what Kyle Warren did when you got in there, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it was very easy to get into the chat room for the Captain's America on MeWe.
So right? Now we've got Jeff, and Jeff is chiming in, and I'll read his comment for everybody. He says, pulling all the American troops from Afghanistan is another surrender. Rubbing salt in the wound is setting the date of September the 11th. Well, that's true, but here's the thing. Within 2 months, 3 months at the very most, the Taliban will be running the country again by themselves. There'll be a lot of bloodshed. They'll be right back where they were. And mark my words, we'll be right back in Afghanistan within a year or so later. Want to bet? Want to bet?
Well, no, you're right. And one other thing, too, Captain, you know, 9/11 is a sacred day.
Yes.
In the United States.
Yes.
There's going to, of course, be the ceremonies. There'll be the reading of the names. You know, presumably we'll see all of this happen again on a day of remembrance. Is the story now going to be that dominates September 11th, 2021, the final troops leaving Afghanistan, as opposed to having Americans focus on exactly, in other words, the logistical story, there goes the airplane, you know, taking off from Afghanistan now, that kind of thing, and is it going to overshadow what needs to be a real day of remembrance in this country?
Very, 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 very true. Okay, now, what is the punishment going to be, Kyle, for CNN now that they've admitted to manipulating the people with their fake news?
Well, I think, you know, number one, it's going to be in the form of ratings. It'll be in the form of trust. It'll be in the form of viewership. It'll be in the form of, you know, hey, they're saying stuff over on CNN, but nobody's listening.
Now, do you have cable TV, satellite, or what, internet TV or something?
Yeah, we actually have an internet connection.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know that if CNN's one of the channels available there that you can actually block it?
Yes, I think you can go into some of these accounts on your cable company or what have you. Yeah, that might be a real possibility.
Well, if you blocked CNN and you couldn't get it, that means their numbers get even more negative than they already are. Why would you want to have it anyway with what they're doing?
Well, right. I think a lot of people are kind of tuned out, and if you're not a captive audience in an airport anymore, you're not having to be subjected.
Well, that's also about to change in the airport. Some of the airports are not going to be renewing their contracts with CNN because they've had so many complaints. So you're going to start to see Fox or Newsmax or One America News show up in some of these airports.
That's very true. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it what once was a real... I remember back in the day, Captain, when Headline News.
Bernard Shaw.
Boy, yeah. He's a great news guy.
Yep.
Yeah, but it was very innovative at the time.
You remember where he came from?
He was in, well, I know he was at
CBS.
CBS, yeah.
Yeah, and he was very good over there, and he was the first black anchorman. And everybody went, oh, it'll never work. Yeah, he was probably the best guy they ever had over there, bar none. All right, well, a new report is out, Kyle, that Israel... were in fact the ones that demolished the cybersecurity of the Iranian super nuke facility, and the Biden bunch was not even told that Israel was doing this. Isn't that great?
Well, isn't this just indicative, Captain, of the relationship that now exists between the United States and Israel, our greatest ally in the Middle East, obviously, bar none,
uh-huh.
And because of the way that the Democrat Party elite and, of course, the Biden people, the way that they've treated Israel, and this is just not surprising. And again, Israel has to deal with its own self-preservation under the Trump administration, under the Bush administration, and to degrees other recent administrations, too. Israel kind of knew that America was always going to be with them. But because of what we've seen just over the last year and a half or so, it's gotten really bad, and I think that they're going to do what they need to do.
Now, Eric just messaged us again off the MeWe page for my page, my personal page, and he said the only thing keeping the good guys from stomping the bad guys is a thin blue line. Some see the line as getting thinner. Well, it is.
Yeah, it is. Well, you see police, you know, walking off the job because, again, one turn of events means everything. And by the way, calls for defunding the police. How about this one, Captain? We mentioned it yesterday on the program as well. Somebody like AOC saying it's time to abolish police. It's an indefensible thing.
Tlaib and Presley and AOC, yeah, that bunch.
Mm. Yeah. It's time to abolish the police. Well, that's completely insane to talk about stuff like that because it's not practical.
Yeah. Now, Fox reported yesterday, and they asked a question in the story, could Major League Baseball be forced to reimburse the Georgia businesses that have lost a lot of money, about $100 billion, as a result of the All-Star Baseball game being moved. Could they be sued?
You know, that's a good question. Somebody can sue them. You know, you can kind of sue anybody for anything is the old adage, right? They'll say, well, a business can make its own decision to move. Otherwise, your businesses aren't free to do these kinds of things. But I think in the court of public opinion, and certainly with what's happened with all big sports over the last year and a half, is something that this is a problem they don't need to keep making worse.
Well, this is what I know. According to the contract that these vendors signed to have their whatever they were going to have at the Major League Baseball All-Star team, they gave up the right to sue. Okay, that hold Major League Baseball responsible for anything that transpired. So as a result, in the state legislature, I was informed yesterday by our great affiliate up there in Georgia, AM 920 The Answer, by one of their news people, that there was a law being put through to try to make it legal to where, even though the contract said one thing because of the circumstances and what happened, that the vendors would be able to sue for their losses against Major League Baseball. That's going to be like a one-size-fits-all, one-time bill in Georgia.
Well, very interesting. Well, because the idea, I can see having some kind of clause in there like that.
Yeah.
But that would have to be for foreseeable or reasonable things. This is a pullout merely for political reasons, and I'll bet you anything that it could be decided even without a law.
Yeah.
Going on with that.
Now, a couple of things. I'm going to go faster. I've only got about a minute. First of all, Democratic lawmakers in the House of Representatives have introduced a gun control bill that will ban any magazine holding more than 10 rounds of ammunition, regardless of what the weapon is.
Well, again, this is part of what they're going to do with the overreach and continue to try to make it look like there's an epidemic out there.
Now, can they do that? The answer is yes, but we'll see. They've done it at the state level, not the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then you've got New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. Get this. He wants to give $40 million worth of the stimulus money that they got in the form of payments to illegal immigrants that are in the state of New Jersey, similar to what New York City was talking about, $15,600 to all the illegals, one-time payment.
Well, American citizens got $1,400.
Yeah,
and
some got none because they still haven't got it.
Well, exactly right. So I can't imagine, how is this a popular policy on its face? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, it's not, and it makes no sense. It's stupid, and you people in New Jersey, you've got to get rid of that guy, too. There's another one to get rid of. Besides Cuomo, get ready, the governor in Jersey, Phil Murphy. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we get ready to come back with another Trucker's Highway Bible Report. We'll take a look and see if anything has changed. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. They happen to be the largest truck stop chain in the country. And you can stop by there on the Third Watch, tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, talk about them on the radio, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. You have to ask for it, though. Don't just think you're going to get it, but ask for it. And then if you become a member of the Drivers Club, you'll be able to get points on the fuel that you buy at the fuel pump, the food that you buy inside, and anything you buy at the trucker's store. So there you go. All right, well, we got an oldie but goodie right here from 1970, and I haven't heard this in a long time. Here we go. This is Sugarloaf.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels
with that Green-Eyed Lady. And by the way, that was one of the first songs done, Kyle, with a one of those chord organs in the background. Did you hear it?
Yeah, it that sounds like maybe like a B3 or something, maybe with that.
That was not a synthesizer. That was a chord organ they were using, like a church organ.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a real. Yep. It's a good style to know how to play. It's not easy.
Yeah, I know. I played one of them.
Yeah.
I can still kind of dibble-dabble around a little bit, but not all that much. All right, well, we've had some changes in the weather. I'm going to get to that, but let's just talk about what's going on. A stalled front along the west central Gulf Coast is going to contribute to a few severe thunderstorms and heavy rain with flooding over the next couple of days. And, I mean, there's already some big-time flooding going on. Now, meanwhile, a vigorous system is going to produce heavy snow across the central Rockies into the high plains for the next few days. It's going to get really miserable up there in Wyoming, the western part of Nebraska, northwestern corner of Kansas, parts of Colorado, and the southern part of Montana. So be advised if you're going that direction. We'll get specific in a minute. And finally, critical fire weather conditions are expected across the Four Corners region through Thursday. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain. Southern Montana tonight coming across I-90, if you're going to be east of Bozeman and now south of Billings, that's where we see these winter weather advisories starting up as we head down I-90. Also, as we head down into Wyoming, I-25. I want to be very careful. You've got winter weather advisories covering most, if not all, of the state, especially in the Laramie and Cheyenne areas. You're going to get a lot of new snow accumulations. You're going to have wind gusts up to about 35 miles an hour. You're going to have reduced visibility and hazardous impact on your travel there for sure. So be careful in that area. Also, as you mentioned, fire weather watches tonight going through New Mexico, also through Arizona, parts of southern Colorado as well. And so if you're coming across I-40, if you're coming across I-10 in southern California, in the Palm Springs, Palm Desert area, out there in Indio, Coachella, Desert Hot Springs, you're definitely going to have a wind advisory in the mix, and that's going to stretch up towards San Bernardino up to Interstate 15 in the Hesperia area.
All righty, and let's get going here with what I have to look at to begin with. Let's start with the snow. The southwestern corner of South Dakota, Rapid City coming across 94 coming on down through there, 90 down through there. You're going to have some snow coming out of Rapid City. It's going to stay in the southwestern corner of South Dakota. And then the western part of Nebraska is going to have snow inland about maybe 100 miles or so. So that means Al might see some snow. Northwestern corner of Kansas, you'll be getting snow there. Goodland, Kansas, coming across I-70. If you're coming out of Denver on I-76 going into Nebraska to the junction of I-80 and I-80 West all the way to Wyoming, you'll have snow all the way there. Also, cold temperatures, really cold temperatures, freeze warning for the southeastern corner of Nebraska, the southwestern corner of Iowa, the northwestern corner of Missouri, and the little tip, northern tip of Kansas, and then a frost warning in the rest of the eastern part of Kansas, the northern part of Missouri, and halfway across now, if you're going across I-70 all the way across Illinois, you're going to have a frost warning all the way across there. Now, down in the south along the Gulf, we are going to have some rough weather there today. We currently have gale weather conditions from New Orleans all the way over to Pascagoula, Mississippi. And in addition, we also have some really heavy rain and flooding, and I mean some big-time flooding in all the low-lying areas, all the way now over to Pensacola, Florida, all the way from Beaumont, Texas, and north about 50 miles or so. Now, that's going to stay with us during the course of the day. It's not going to go anywhere. This is starting to move a little bit, and there is some trailing weather with some big-time severe thunderstorms and possibly some other stuff mixed up too, but we'll just cross our fingers and I hope we don't have to say the T-word. In the meantime, up in the northwestern corner of Maine and across most of New Hampshire and across the southeastern corner of Vermont into the Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. You have got a mixed bag of wind, some snow flurries. You got a clipper up through there. Got some real windy conditions along the ocean side. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now, let's go to the telephone lines. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We heard the president, commander-in-chief charge yesterday come out and say what it was that he was going to be doing when he came to Afghanistan. Now, it just so happens I've got what he said right here. Let me see if I can play this real quick. It's only 30 seconds long, but this is what he had to say yesterday, thanks to Greg Clugston.
In a major foreign policy announcement, the president said the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which were coordinated from Afghanistan, cannot justify American forces still being there 20 years later.
I concluded that it's time to end America's longest war. It's time for American troops to come home.
He vowed not to make a hasty exit, and he warned the Taliban that the U.S. will defend itself if it comes under attack. The president said the military drawdown will begin May 1st. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the problem I've got with this is we've telegraphed our move to the world, to the Taliban, who I don't trust. And this is going to be, in my opinion, like Iraq was when Barack Obama pulled out of Iraq. Within a month, all of Afghanistan will be controlled by the Taliban. They'll be back to their brutal regime. The women and the ladies there aren't going to like what's going to happen. They need to get out now while they can, especially if they've been westernized, because the Taliban won't just say, okay, you got to put the burqa back on. The Taliban will take the women that have been westernized and line them up and shoot them and kill them.
I think that one thing that we necessarily need to consider in this is China.
Yep.
This thing, as I see it, is going to give some an avenue to China to take over, or certainly do what they have done in Afghanistan and other countries. And, you know, China has been watching this thing. They're very slow. They're very methodical and so forth. And that will put India at risk.
All right, hold on. When we come back, we'll talk more about that. And we got to talk about all the other stuff that went on yesterday, a lot of political stuff, Washington, D.C., and Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.